Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Johnson developed an animosity and a hatred for Marco Fultz that became frightening to the other people at WIP. When we would bring his name up in the last couple of weeks, Jonesy, it was like a trigger word.
I know.
If I said Fultz, his eyes would start spinning like Gritty's.
He's been wanting him
he
out of
He looked
town.
Like Gritty at he times. Did. He's on the line right now, and he is jubilant. Al, he was sending out pictures. I got a video of Joel Embiid celebrating. Ladies and gentlemen, WIP's basketball authority, the great John Johnson. Hi, John.
Good morning, Angelo.
Is it a happy day for you, Mr. Johnson?
Oh, it's a wonderful day to finally have a thorn in the side out of here and enjoy a nice Friday.
All right, let's go back to around 2 o'clock yesterday, John, because believe it or not, I was trying to follow this stuff. And then the Phillies made a move right at the NBA deadline.
The stuff. I
right. John, did you have any inkling before it was released that they had finally found the taker for Markelle Fultz?
No, I did not. The last time that we spoke, it was Atlanta and Orlando. They had interest in Fultz, but I mean, it takes such a sales job. It's such, to persuade an organization to taking him. And what they got in return absolutely amazed me. Kudos to Elton Brand.
All right, so they ended up getting Jonathan Simmons. Can he help them at all?
He can help them. He's a bench player. I mean, listen, Jonathan Simmons could play in three games for the remainder of the season, and he's already giving you more than Markelle Fultz ever did.
There he goes.
Wow.
All right, and then you got a two and a possible one. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's the top 20 protected first round pick, and if it doesn't convey it, it turns into 2 second round picks.
All right, now they seemed really jubilant in Orlando. Did you said they seem like they think they really got something there, John? Did they?
They got something all right. Listen, I my feelings very well about Markelle Fultz and how they changed, since the moment he developed a mysterious shoulder injury. So Orlando, I mean, he'll be forgotten there and nobody cares there. So good for the Magic. They'll have a headache, but nobody's going to care about it. Unlike here where it was a major hindrance.
All right. And understand, John, I'm not here to stir things up. It's never been my style. I'm a peacemaker. It's the way I've always approached my life. But I wanted you to hear a couple of things that Jeff Weltman, the president of personnel for Orlando, had to say and get your reactions to them, okay? Because one was a curious twist. They asked the people in Orlando, the Orlando media would like to see Fultz, and they asked about a timetable for his return. Here's Weltman.
You know, we look forward to getting him in here, getting our arms around him, understanding everything that he's dealing with, and getting him through that. It's our job organizationally, from the performance directors to the coaches to all of us, to put him in a position to succeed. And however long that takes, that's how long it'll take.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
That was beautifully said. It was the perfect tunnel. It will take our time. We're 5 minutes from Disney World. You can have a good time. You can milk us for more money like you did the 76ers. We don't need them on the basketball court. Nobody cares about basketball here anyway.
No. They said they were going to put their arms around him, John.
Watch that shoulder.
Mia, that's. I'm trying to get John. They're going to hug him when he gets there, John. Isn't that? They're going to hug him.
It is amazing, isn't it?
All right, one more, because this is. They're seeing a big upside that I guess Colangelo did a couple of years ago. Here's more from Weltman.
There's no question that it's a high reward. I mean, Markelle Fultz was the number one pick in the draft 2 years ago. And it wasn't a fluke. I mean, I think the whole league had him there. And we believe that, at 20 years old, the sky's the limit for him. And he's got all the ingredients, not just the physical abilities to really, blossom.
Anything, John?
Wasn't a fluke. Did he watch him at all since he was drafted? He held the organization hostage for a year and a half. He and his agent tried to dictate the rules of everything. What is he talking about? Man, I don't know who do more, Raymond Brothers, his agent, or, you know, the president of basketball operations in Orlando.
All right, John, here's what we need to know. Clearly on the court, he was a disappointment. You found him lacking in your day-to-day experience with him. Is that correct?
Yeah. You better believe I did. There's nothing worse than someone being paid a ton of money. Your organization sank a lot of time and money into and invested everything in because you thought he was that missing third piece. And the best he turned out to be was a cheerleader on the sidelines who didn't participate in anything.
What was he like?
What was he like? The most boring person on earth, I can tell you that much. He didn't do anything. He didn't talk to the media. He just floated around from place to place, didn't participate in team activities, didn't participate in practice, but he sure looked good wearing fancy gold chains with the number 20 on him like he ever earned a number.
Wow. Wow. All right. This is what we need to know now, John, because seriously – you know, this guy Wellman said, you know, everybody had him number one. I don't think Danny Ainge did, all right? What did Ainge know that other people didn't know? They knew ahead of time this guy was going to be a total bust. How did the Sixers miss it and Ainge and Boston figured it out?
You know, in all honesty, going back, I was very interested in Markelle Fultz. I thought, you know, based on his skill set in Washington, I thought he would be a great fit. I wasn't willing to invest another first to trade up like Colangelo did. And it's kind of open talk now when you go around the team facility that at the time, Colangelo was being advised, listen, you don't have to move trade up another one. He'll be there at three. But Brian Colangelo was so hell-bent on making it happen that he did it anyway. Danny Ainge, as much as it's very aggravating for Sixers fans to hear, he knows what he's doing. And he saw something that other people didn't see, and you know, he duped Colangelo into giving up an extra one in order to, you know, to make that happen for the Sixers. It is amazing to me what has transpired to Markelle since he was drafted. And, you know, in all honesty, I hope he gets himself straight mentally down in Orlando. Maybe because, honestly, nobody cares about basketball in Orlando. It's a casual fan base. He can be terrible when he returns to the court. Nobody's going to care. And then you'll get that, you know, and maybe he'll find himself. Otherwise, he's going to walk away with $25 million in two organizations.
Wow. I got to be honest. I have some sources in the Sixers organization also, John. And my sources have told me that Colangelo was on the fence about moving up. And then he consulted his tweeting wife, Barbara Bottini. And she really felt that it was the right thing to go out and get Fultz. Are you hearing the same thing?
That's entirely possible. I'll have to check my my Twitter timeline history to see if I've been, if Eric Jr. had spoken to me during that time.
John, we also got to meet the new guys that came in the Harris trade. What do you think? Are they a lot better now? Sixers a lot better? Can they really take a run at this thing now?
The Sixers, right now, on paper, I think they have the best starting five in the Eastern Conference. They do.
Wow.
Now, you can say that, and then we have to see how it plays out, because, you know, looking at it is one thing, and, you know, finding that chemistry and gelling in the final third of the season is another. But Tobias Harris, Boban Marjanovic, Mike Scott is kind of just a throw-in. He could be a contributing bench player. But those two guys can be very impactful, especially Harris. I mean, he averages 20 a game. He can shoot from anywhere on the floor, which is what the Sixers desperately need. And that changes everything, especially for Ben Simmons, because it allows Ben to just take it to the rim and distribute, which is basically what he can do until he develops that shooting game. So it helps them out tremendously. Yeah. And, I mean, we'll see how this goes. I mean, their bench still lacks a little bit, but right now their starting five is the best I've seen it since I've covered the team.
Some handsome-looking fellas they added there too, John.
Yeah, Boban is boy, it's a shame. He's married to a supermodel, but he's ugly as sin. It's amazing.
Hey, wait. Oh, no. You're going to have to deal with him, John. Back off.
Wow.
He does appear to have a cauliflower ear. Is that correct?
Was he a wrestler?
No.
He's a 7'3"
like
West.
Bond villain.
Right, he's a James Bond
Jaws
villain.
Jr.
John, I got to tell you, John, it was so entertaining for me to follow this, knowing how much you cared. It just made me care more. So congratulations to you and the Sixers fans for getting rid of a rash we thought we could never cure. Markelle Fultz
well
is
done,
gone.
John.
Now, you ever have, like, prickly heat?
No.
Yeah, you really did. We finally got rid of it. We got rid
and
of it.
And Mal had the prickly part.
John, congratulations, man.
Most importantly, it frees up almost $10 million in cap space for the offseason, which they're going to need if they want to bring Harris back.
There you have it. John, great job as always, John. Thank you, pal. The guy is just, he's jubilant.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.